This recording, Brazil 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at the old zoo in Desert District and Territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the super private practices in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed to work. When she got there was a woman with a goosey waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a hairy form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in dog or cat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itching goosey began to struck around the office like a lunatic, which made an insanity mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Come on was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not fruitless. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed the bath, the goosey, she wiped her off with the cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered the effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harris, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm from Brazil, Minas Gerais. I was born in Minas Gerais, raised in Rio de Janeiro. I've been here for 12 years. I've been married 3 times, divorced 3 times. I've been in the car business since 98. That's my third deal I work. I used to work on Honda, Mazda and Ford. So this is my fourth dealership. That's the first time I worked in selling American cars. I like Miami. That's why I choose Miami, because I was raised in Rio de Janeiro. Physically looks like the same as Miami Beach. So I used to live in Miami Beach for like 10 years. That's 2 years I live in Kendall Drive, in Kendall area. I like it very much. I've been out from Miami 3 times. I've been in Orlando and I've been in 94 in San Francisco to World Cup. And most of my time I spend in Miami and around Miami. My hobbies is play soccer, tennis, and go to the beach, listen to nice music, eat good food, and meet nice girls.